The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Hey guys, welcome to Beat It Up, brought to you by Prod.Lulze. As you may know or may have listened, I've talked about starting a profit with music, experimenting with music, even, you know, starting out and finding your sound with music, which are all important steps of starting to make beats and the beat process in general and starting off in the music community in general. Today, I wanted to start off by, you know, introducing the idea of reaching out. You know, reaching out has played a big part in my situation and in my experience as a producer. Things like reaching out to rappers, reaching out to pages, social media pages, and even other producers. And I feel like reaching out also brings another component in the music community. You know, I feel like a lot of people feel like they shouldn't have to reach out, or they don't need to reach out, or reaching out is frowned upon, in which I don't see it at all. I feel like reaching out is really beneficial. I really think it's really beneficial. Like in my situation and in times I've done before, I always reach out to people like rappers. I always reach out to them on Instagram and all social media platforms, in which I feel like is really beneficial. You know, sometimes they don't always get to see your content or see your beats or see your music. And I'm not even talking only rappers, but I'm talking about even social media pages in general. Because some people like to showcase their talent. Some people like to showcase their ability and what they can do. Some people like to showcase just their content in general. And I feel like reaching out is a great way to either showcase your content and also bring in opportunities to yourself. And I also feel like reaching out also builds connections within not only the music community, but just in life in general. You know, but bringing it back to the music community, you know, keeping in touch by reaching out is very important. I feel like, you know, once you reach out to a rapper or a buyer for your music, it just building a connection is just really important, because they're going to want to buy from somebody they've already bought for. And at least in my experiences, in which I can lower my prices for somebody, especially for a lease or a beat, and it tends to work out. It doesn't work out every single time. Like, you know, some people don't like keeping connections, and some rappers tend to lose connections over egos and things like that, which is perfectly fine. Don't think everything's going to be perfect, because that's not what's ever going to really happen at all times. But it will end up being beneficial, and it will end up building skills that will be beneficial for you as a producer and your content. Also, I wanted to talk about, you know, social media platforms and organizations. Reaching out to these organizations are very important as well. They have so many connections. They have so many opportunities for you to succeed and even improve. I know a lot of rappers use these organizations to promote their music. So when you get an opportunity to work with a rapper that can use those social media platforms and organizations to promote their music, I want you to see it as you promoting your music as well. I tend to comment under content that's has my, or I tend to comment under content that has my music or my beats in it, just to let people, especially listeners and viewers, know that this is my beat or my content. That's another opportunity to which you can get your name out there. You can be seen. You can be heard. You can even promote yourself on these social media pages. A lot of social media pages talk about producers, especially in the West Coast rap scene. It's a lot of love for the producers out there in the West Coast rap scene. I can't explain it enough. There's a page called Thizzler. They've posted me before in the, I guess, Producer Hall of Fame in the NorCal rap scene, which is a big thing for me, because, you know, getting recognized, especially in front of a big audience, is very important, you know. So shout out to Thizzler. And I wanted to bring that up because I wouldn't have got to that point without being able to reach out or even trying to reach out to these rappers or organizations. With that being said, reaching out to artists and these social media organizations are important, but not only reaching out, but also keeping in touch, building the connection like I have mentioned before. Doing that will, you know, solidify basically a relationship between you and the organization or the buyer or the rapper, whatever it may be, in which it's setting you up for many opportunities in the future, which is also very important. But don't feel like you have to stick to one relationship or stick to one organization or stick to one rapper, which some producers tend to do because that's where the money's at. But especially when you're starting out, still continue to reach out to more potential buyers, keep sending deals to loyal customers, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. You know, another way you can reach out to others is reaching out to other producers to collaborate. I have a producer group called TDG, stands for Takedown Gang, where we just either send melodies to each other, send drums to each other, send, you know, content to each other so we can work together. And I feel like working together is very important because it also builds great habits. Not only great habits, but also builds great connections, great opportunities, because one producer might have a certain connection that you want that you don't have. And with working with him, you will eventually get that connection because of y'all having content made together. And with that being said, not all media organizations and rappers and producers are open to reaching out or open-armed at all. You know, some rappers or producers or media organizations have big egos, so they, you know, don't really want to start off with people that are just starting out to make beats or songs or music or whatever. Most of them will try to charge you to either work with them or even to promote if it's a social media organization. But if you just stick to it, keep working, eventually you will get seen and eventually you will get the respect that you deserve and the respect that you worked for. You know, not a lot of people are highly respected in the music scene, but some people, even when they're not respected, still make a lot of money. So make sure you play your cards right. Make sure you stick to it. Make sure you know what you're doing. And eventually, you'll be heard, you'll be seen, and things will go right. Even when you feel they're not going right and it's feeling all wrong. And to piggyback off that, that adds into the importance of reaching out. You know, reaching out does a lot for everybody. And you don't have to be a bothering, nagging producer. You don't always have to hit somebody up or text somebody. But, you know, like I said, keeping in touch is a really big part of reaching out. Especially if you have a relationship with this certain rapper, organization, or even producer for collaboration. Doing these are very important for yourself, for your business, for your beats, and will carry on into other aspects of life as well. Also, depending on which genre, which I'm not really familiar with all genres other than, you know, hip-hop and rap, especially the NorCal rap scene, as mentioned before, you know, reaching out and keeping in touch with these media organizations are important to keep yourself updated on what's going on, what's liked in the genre. If you reach out to the social media organization and the whole time you're not making beats that are liked in the genre that they post or that are, you know, seen in the content that they post, then they will probably not post you. It would make sense for an organization to turn you down because you're not the type of content that they're looking for or not the type of content that they post. It would make sense for you to go reach out to the right type of organization, not to just any organization. And like the organization I mentioned before, Dizzler, they post specifically West Coast rap scene content. So it would make sense for a West Coast producer to reach out and have their media or their content promoted. Or maybe a rapper from the West Coast rap scene to reach out to Dizzler to get their content promoted. So with that in mind, make sure you reach out to the right people and the people of your genre, especially if you're making beats, to promote yourself or keep yourself updated in the genre. Because nobody wants to listen to a country beat or a country song on a West Coast rap scene social media organization. It just makes sense. Also, you want to keep yourself up to date. If you know a few months ago this type of beat was popping, for example, maybe an old R&B beat maybe was popping last week, but nowadays everybody listens to a new type of R&B. If you're going to make the old R&B, there's only a handful of people that really want that type of beat or want that type of content, especially rappers or media organizations. The media organizations will probably not post the older R&B beat or content. They will probably post what's more popular in the genre and what is more popping in the genre, so that, you know, the views and the money comes their way. Also, with that being said, you don't want to reach out to producers to collaborate if you guys don't work in similar or the same genre. I would never reach out, because I am a West Coast producer, to a country producer and try to work with them unless they're sending me some type of samples that I can end up flipping into making my own content or my own beat, and vice versa. Or, I mean, that's the only way I can really see it working out with working with other genres, because, not gonna lie, samples from other genres do go crazy in the West Coast rap scene, especially when it's flipped and turned into a West Coast beat. But most of the time, it would never make sense to work with somebody, especially if you're a West Coast producer, to make country beats. That makes sense. I wouldn't even try to make a country beat, just because I know I specialize in West Coast type beats. But it is important to keep the relationship if you do make one with a country producer, hypothetically, because they will end up having connections with somebody that has a connection with somebody that has a connection that may mess with your content. At the end of the day, reaching out is very important, because it's nothing but opportunities that you create for yourself just by reaching out. It's not going to happen every time. It's not going to work every time. And it's definitely not going to be a positive outcome every time. But reaching out, in my opinion, has done nothing but good for me. Whether it went right or it went wrong, it was still always a positive outlook for my situation. And I'm pretty sure I can say that about a lot of producer situations. With that being said, keep reaching out, keep sticking to the grind, expanding, keep experimenting, keep messing with your sound, keep being smart about your profiting, and keep learning. At the end of the day, it's all about learning. It's all about improving. That being said, this is Beating It Up by Prod.Lil Zay, and we're out. Thank you.